In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The disciples gathered around the dinner table at that Last Supper with Jesus could hardly have missed the reality that it was an unusual night, a night filled with meaning both hidden and plain. They had to have been wondering what Jesus was doing, stripping down and hanging a towel around his waist in the same way a common servant would have done. Peter, who speaks for the disciples and sometimes speaks for us, speaks the words they are all thinking. What do you mean you are going to wash my feet? And it is in Jesus' response that we begin to understand the true meaning of what we do this night. Whether or not the other disciples thought they deserved to have their feet washed by their Lord and Master Jesus, we don't know. We know Peter didn't. I know I don't. It isn't really about my feet. It's about how vulnerable I feel when someone takes my feet in their hands. I love washing other people's feet. I'm just not so comfortable having my own feet washed. I'm not alone in this, I know. Lots of people won't come to the Maundy Thursday service because they don't even want to have to think about allowing someone to see, let alone touch, their ugly toenails or their bunions. It's far too uncomfortable. But then, I think that's the point. Servanthood isn't always comfortable. Love isn't always comfortable. But that does not mean we should avoid them. When Jesus began to actually touch the dirty, calloused feet of the disciples, when he began to wash away the dust and the smell, he was teaching them and touching them in ways that words alone could not. "I have done this to you," he said, "so you also should do this to each other." It's the same way he talked about love. "Just as I have loved you, you should love one another." Love is what this night is about. Foot washing is one of the most humble, humbling, and loving acts of service imaginable. It requires courage. It requires trust. Jesus says to us, just as he said to Peter, "This intimacy is so important. This act of servanthood is so important. This expression of love is so important that without it, we can have no share in him." As it turns out, vulnerability, humility, and loving servanthood are essential if we are to have intimacy with God. Washing feet is the perfect way to begin to enter into the mysteries of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and the great vigil of Easter. In allowing Jesus to wash our feet, in washing our own feet or washing each other's, we are saying yes to God again. Yes, I want to share in your ministry of servanthood. Yes, I want to share in your ministry of reconciliation and healing. Yes, I want to share in your ministry of blessing. Yes, I want to share in your ministry of love. This is what we do on Maundy Thursday. We say yes once again To the God who offers us a share in the kingdom of heaven that is God's overflowing and boundless love. Amen.